AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli airstrikes continue in the Gaza Strip. Graphic photos and video shot by the AP shows rescuers digging with their hands to unearth small bodies from the ruins of collapsed homes. This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt going forward. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish that that wasn't going to happen.
The health ministry, which is controlled by Hamas, says more than 700 people were killed in the past day in Gaza. 3 weeks after Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker, Republicans in the House have picked their number three leader for the job after a failed attempt. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there's no guarantee he can win the gavel.
Tom Emmer is already facing opposition from hardliners and allies of Donald Trump, who has had a rocky relationship with Emmer, after saying yesterday he'd avoid the speaker mess.
I'm sort of trying to stay out of that as much as possible.
Trump today blasted Emmer on social media, calling him a Republican in name only, and that voting for him would be a tragic mistake. Emmer lost more than two dozen Republicans in closed-door balloting and would need nearly all to back him to win a floor vote. His nomination comes after bids by Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan to succeed McCarthy failed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jenna Ellis becomes the latest attorney for former President Donald Trump to plead guilty over efforts to overturn Georgia's election results. A powerful Haitian gang leader has been charged by U.S. prosecutors with ordering the kidnapping of an American couple from their home in Haiti that left the woman dead. Dozens of states are suing Meta for harming young people's mental health by knowingly designing features on Instagram and Facebook that addict children. This is AP News. A strike by auto workers has trimmed third-quarter profits at GM and could lead to losses if the picketing spreads.
General Motors Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson says the auto workers' strike is expected to cut the automaker's pre-tax earnings by $800 million this year and another $200 million per week after that. And those figures only include factories that are on strike now. If the United Auto Workers Union decides to strike at more plants, Jacobson says the losses will be greater. UAW President Sean Fain says the workers would rather not be on strike, but can't afford not to.
You know, we want to get our members off the picket lines and back to work building the greatest product in America, but we want our fair share. We're not going to continue going backwards as we have been the last 20-plus years.
The UAW has been on strike since September 15th against GM and its Detroit competitors Ford and Stellantis. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.